The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy has this to say about the planet of Golgi Frincham. It is a planet with an ancient and mysterious history, in which the most mysterious figures of all are without doubt those of the great circling poets of Arium. These circling poets used to live in remote mountain passes where they would lie in wait for small bands of unwary travellers, circle round them and throw rocks at them. And when the travellers cried out, saying, why didn't they go away and get on with writing some poems instead of pestering people with all this rock-throwing business, they would suddenly break off and sing them a beautiful and incredibly lengthy song in which they told of how there once went forth from the city of Vassilion a party of 5 sage princes with 4 horses. The first part of the song tells how these 5 sage princes, who are of course brave, noble and wise, travel widely in distant lands, fight giant ogres, pursue exotic philosophies, take tea with weird gods, and rescue beautiful monsters from ravening princesses, before finally announcing that they have achieved enlightenment and that their wanderings are therefore accomplished. The second and much longer part tells of all their bickerings about which one of them is going to have to walk back. It was a descendant of these eccentric poets who invented these spurious tales of impending doom, which enabled the people of Golgi Frincham to rid themselves of an entire useless third of their population. The other 2/3, of course, stayed at home and lived full, rich and happy lives until they were all suddenly wiped out by a virulent disease contracted from a dirty telephone. Meanwhile, Arthur Dent, Ford Prefect, and an arc-load of frozen middle management men have crashed into the prehistoric dawn of a small blue-green planet circling an unregarded yellow sun at the unfashionable end of the western spiral arm of the galaxy. After a year or so, they convene a meeting to consider their position, which is not, on the whole, good.
I would like to call to order the 573rd meeting of the Colonization Committee of the planet of Fintel Woodlewicks.
Do you have a quick gym, Fad?
Not while I'm in the bath.
As a fully trained management consultant, I must insist on the importance of observing the committee's structure.
This is futile. Look, do we really need the pipe?
I think so. We've given him a grant, you know.
572 committee meetings and you haven't even discovered fire yet?
If you care to look at the agenda sheet, you'll see that we're about to have a report from the hairdresser's fire development subcommittee today.
Yes, well, you know what they've done, don't you? You gave them a couple of sticks and they've developed them into a pair of scissors.
When you've been in marketing as long as I have, you'll know that before any new product can be developed, it has to be properly researched. We've got to find out what people want from fire, how they relate to it, the image...
Oh, stick it up your nose.
Which is precisely the sort of thing we need to know. Do people want fire that can be fitted nasally?
And the wheel? What about this wheel thing? It sounds a terribly interesting project.
Well, we're having a little difficulty there.
Difficulty? It's the single simplest machine in the entire universe.
All right, Mr. Wise Guy, if you're so clever, you tell us what color it should be.
Oh, almighty Sarquan. Has no one done anything? Well?
I've declared war on the next continent.
Declared war? There's no one even living there.
Oh, yes, but there will be one day. So we've left a sort of open-ended ultimatum.
What?
And blown up a few military installations.
Military installations, number 2?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, potential military installations.
Huh?
Oh, all right. Trees. And we interrogated a gazelle.
And, of course, Finlon the producer has rescued a camera from the wreckage of the ship and is making a fascinating documentary on the indigenous cavemen of the area.
Yes, and they're dying out. Have you noticed that?
Yes, we must make a note, sir, to stop selling them life insurance.
But don't you understand? Just since we've arrived, they've started dying out.
Yes, and this comes over terribly well in the film he's making. I gather he wants to make a documentary about you next, Captain.
Oh, really? Well, that's awfully nice.
He's got a very strong angle on it, you know. The burden of responsibility, the loneliness of command.
Well, I wouldn't overstress that angle, you know. One's never alone with a rubber duck.
If we could for a moment move on to the subject of fiscal policy.
Fiscal policy? How can you have money if none of you actually produce anything? It doesn't grow on trees, you know.
If you would allow me to continue, thank you. Since we decided to adopt leaves as legal tender, we have, of course, all become immensely rich.
Oh, nice.
But we have also run into a small inflation problem on account of the high level of leaf availability, which means that, I gather, the current going rate has something like 3 major deciduous forests buying 1 ship's peanut. So, in order to obviate this problem and effectively revalue the leaf, we're about to embark on an extensive defoliation campaign and burn down all the forests. I think that's a sensible move, don't you?
Absolutely. Very, very sound.
Okay. Excuse me. Has anybody got a rock? Could you pass it?
Is it perhaps in order to inquire what you've been doing all this time? You and that other interloper have been missing for months.
Yeah, well, with respect, love, we've been traveling around trying to find out something about this planet.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound very productive.
No? Well, have I got news for you? It doesn't matter a pair of fetid dingo's kidneys what you all choose to do from now on. Burn down the forest, anything. It won't make a scrap of difference. 2 million years you've got, and that's it. At the end of that, your race will be dead, gone, and good riddance to you. Remember that. 2 million years.
Well, just time for another bath. Pass me the sponge, somebody.
Yes, sir.